When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast.
Woo!
Hey, beloveds. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. Thanks for stopping by, Really Riley. It's my little corner of the world. I want to preface this podcast right now with it's probably going to be a little TMI for some of you. Especially if you're the male audience, but I mean, who knows? Maybe you would be interested too because you're females or your friends or your sisters, whatevs. So I'm going to get on into it. I want to talk about this week about the crap they don't tell you that happens to your body after pregnancy. Like, you know, you'd think that I would be okay or semi-good at this the second time around, but no, I swear it's like with pregnancy and all things body, it's like you block out what happened to you before, because if you didn't, you'd probably never do it again. And apparently I blocked out what happened almost 6 years ago when it came to having another one. Kidding, but not really. So it's just like this week, full disclosure, again, here's the TMI moment, drum roll. So if y'all ain't about it, I would never tell you to walk away from Really Riley, but I don't want to gross you out. I got my period for the first time since becoming pregnant. Oh my God. Now listen, I have never been one to have easy periods ever in my life. Like, they've always been ridiculously hard. They've always sucked. They've always been heavy flow. TMI again. But this literally had me concerned today. Because again, full disclosure, it was like it was alarming the amount of period that was coming out. And I just, like, because when I was pregnant, the doctor had found a fibroid in there. Like, they're benign, I guess, like a fibroid tumor. And it happens, they come in, it's not like cancer. That's not like super alarming. But he said at some point that was probably going to have to come out. Didn't hurt the baby. Nothing was wrong. But this also could have been the reason for my horrid periods. I didn't go more into it at that doctor's appointment because I was like, I heard the word tumor. And he's like, no, fibroid tumor. Okay, normal, fine. But now I'm realizing I might have to go get that checked out again. And a friend of mine told me that she had one when she was pregnant. And then by the time she had her son, it shrinked and went away. Hoping that's the case because I really don't want to have surgery right now. But again, these are all things that are possibilities after you have a baby that you don't think about because you're already like overwhelmed with the baby not sleeping and trying to figure out a new normal and trying to just stay sane. And then your body takes a crap on you because with my first son, I breastfed or pumped for 3 months and then I didn't get my monthly friend for like 7 months, which was a godsend. I always say that God never gives you more than you can handle because I was a single mom. I didn't have anybody to help me. So I think God's like, let me not give you that period for a while. I think now he's looking at me going, oh, you got Marshall. He's amazing. Let's give you the period 2 months in. I swear, y'all, can you tell that I am bitter about this situation? I've had a lot of you guys like DMing me because I posted a picture of the tampons on my Instagram. I'm like, we're here already. And again, that's another TMI moment. Keep, like, seriously switch to the next podcast or a crime podcast if you're not into the TMI. But the idea of using a tampon for the first time in, like, the better part of a year is terrifying. Like, I'm not necessarily a pad person during the day. At night, I can deal with it, but I don't know. I feel some kind of way about that. That might be even going a little too far for me to describe why, but y'all ladies get me. But I'm just like, I can't believe we're here already. And a lot of people have said there's procedures that you can do to have it like culturized or something. And I thought about that, but I feel some sort of way about not getting periods. I just feel some kind of way about stopping something that your body naturally does as a woman, you know? And you know what? I could be kicking myself in the arse right now. I'm sure it's wonderful to not get a period. I have plenty of friends that, you know, have the rings, Nuva rings, I guess, put up in there. Like, so they have very light periods or like one period every so often. That's all well and great. I'm just not into the hormones of birth control and things because they make me crazy. And I'm already crazy enough with two kids, a newborn, and planning a wedding and all that good stuff. But it's just nuts, the things they don't tell you after birth. Another TMI moment is the hemorrhoids. I've joked about this with you guys a lot. Like, after I gave birth, I did the Really Riley video, which those are coming back soon to my YouTube. It's just been a little nuts around the W household. But I was talking about the hemorrhoids. Like, I didn't get that the first time I gave birth. Did get stitches down there. It's another thing they might not tell you. But I didn't get hemorrhoids. This time I got hemorrhoids. And they don't go away. I mean, they get better. I will say that. Because everybody freaked me out. They're like, they're never going to go away. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't be having this tab pull out my booty. Yep, I just said that. Again, I warned y'all. I told you it was TMI. But they do get better. Because I was like, I do squats in the gym with barbells and lots of weights on me. I can't be having this. So I don't have to have surgery on them. And another thing that the nurse tells you when you talk to her, because they're great at the hospital that I gave birth in Frederick here in Maryland. They call you back and make sure everything's good. And I guess this is your time to ask about all the funky things happening in your body. They called like 2 weeks after my son Malin was born. And I was like, what about these hemorrhoids though? And they're like, stick them back up there. Huh? Yeah. They're like, just go ahead and push it back in. And I'm like, what did you just say to me? And she's just like, yeah, I know it sounds really weird, but just go ahead and go for it. It's not going to hurt you. You'll be fine. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I did. And it was fine. I swear the things we do as women, you know, a lot of people have been telling me with this new, my first period after having birth is that I should try not using tampons and use either a disc or a cup, like the menstrual cups, or it's like a disc that's sort of the same thing, but it's not like an actual form cup. It's just this little disc that's got like a, it almost looks like a condom, to be honest with you, like a little short mini condom, and you insert it in there. And I'm kind of like, I don't want to do that. But then people are like, well, you remember the first time you put a tampon in? That was scary. It's the same thing. It's all natural. La, la, la. I watched a video. Yes, there's video of this on Amazon. They did it very tastefully about these discs. And I'm just like, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot. Like, it was funny because in their advertising, they're like, oh, remember your first period? You can do this. And I was like, yeah, but there's a string that I know that I can abort the mission if I have to. Maybe that was a poor choice of words. But, yeah. That was another freaky thing is I was like, now I might have to have new methods of dealing with these periods because it's heavy, y'all. And honestly, emotionally, it's weird because even though your hormones are all out of whack and you kind of just expect yourself to be this way, am I not like crazy hormonally? Am I wrong in that your period always just seems to creep up on you out of nowhere? Always. At least it does for me. I've been having it since I'm 15 years old and I'll never get used to it because you're just this crazy bozo and I'm freaking out on my fiance. I'm crying over, you know, like the new Pink song that came out, which is so good, by the way. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? Oh, red tide is here. Yay. And here's another thing that you don't really think about after you have a child when it comes to your period is that you forget the overnight changing of the tampons. Because you're worried about your child. And then you have accidents all over his beige rocking chair. Mm-hmm. Beige rocking chair. Side note, y'all. Simple Solutions Pet Care for cleaning that shit out. I know. Pet care. But it works. Because that chair used to be Lyrics. And it's got lots of accidents that have happened on that from that kid. Simple Solutions. Don't sleep on it. But yeah, I had a little accident on that chair last night. And I was like, you know, could this get any worse? Like, I look like Medusa right now. My hair is all over the place. I have bags underneath my eyes. I'm feeling very fluffy. And now I am having accidents all over the place. This is so much fun. Ugh. I mean, other things that they didn't tell me about is that I forget what that hormonal line is on your tummy. But when you give birth, you think it's going to go away rather quickly. No, it's 2.5 months and it's still there. And I know that that's not like a year or whatever, but with Lyric, it went away really fast. And here's the thing. Your belly button is like a turkey, like boop. It's got like a little pop to it. Well, that turkey goes back in. But within it, that line goes back in your belly button. Like I was looking at it the other day and Marshall walks in and he's like, what's in your belly button? I was like, I don't have a dirty belly button. It's this hormonal thing that just seems to be sticking around. And I'm like exfoliating it and trying to get it off. No, it'll go away when it feels like. It's so weird. And I don't think I ever did look up what that actually is. I know it's hormonal situation something, but I don't know why and what causes it, what have you. I'm just ready for my body to be semi back to normal. If that's even a thing. Like, I'm not saying I want it to be like this perfect tight little thing. Yes, I do. This perfect tight little thing like it was before I had kids. And yes, I'm going to say perfect because my body was perfect for me. But like I said, you would think almost 6 years into this motherhood thing that I would be used to these curveballs that being a mommy throws at you. But la, child, I was not prepared for Aunt Flo to come in the demon spawn way she did this week. You guys, I am so sorry if this was the most TMI podcast I have ever done for you. Actually, no, I'm not. Because, I mean, you should expect it in the name. It's called Really Riley. And if there was ever a person that y'all know, audibly or in person, that will go there, it's this girl right here. But I want to hear your horror stories now that I have shared mine. So I feel a tad bit more normal in the idea that I just TMI'd all over y'all. You guys, please hit me up with your horror stories after birth because I hear all about them on TikTok, but I like to connect with you. And if there's more stuff that you want to hear about post-birth things or like if you guys have questions for me, I always love to hear them or suggestions. Hit me up. The DMs are always open at Riley Couture, RileyCouture. That's Instagram and Facebook. Twitter is now Riley Couture 5 because some asshat stole my Twitter. Snapchat is at Radio Recon, and then TikTok is Riley Couture 7. You guys, I appreciate you letting me mouth vomit all over you guys, and I promise on Friday it'll be something a little bit less TMI with the Fave 5. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do yet, but y'all can give me suggestions for that too. The Fave 5 is something I do every Friday, and it's just like a little tiny podcast that I tell you guys what I'm obsessing over for the week. I hope you guys are having a good one, and I will talk to you on Friday. Thank you for listening. It's Really Riley.